Shara Osborne calls for Trump to revoke visas for Irish band Kneecap over its Fuck Israel, Free Palestine Coachella performance. By Jerome Hudson on April 22, 2025. Coachella 2025 will be remembered as a festival that compromised its moral and spiritual integrity, said Sharon Osborne about the Irish rap trio Kneecap and it using the iconic California Music Festival stage to display Fuck Israel, Free Palestine and Israel is committing genocide against the Palestinian people during its set last week. Kneecap, an Irish rap group, took their performance to a different level by incorporating aggressive political statements. Their actions included projections of anti-Israel messages and hate speech, and this band openly support terrorist organizations, the podcast star and wife of Ozzy Osbourne said. This behavior raises concerns about the appropriateness of their participation in such a festival and further shows they are booked to play in the USA, she said. Reports indicate that Golden Voice was unaware of Kneecap's political intentions when they were booked. However, after witnessing their performance during the first weekend, allowing them to perform again the following weekend suggests support of their rhetoric and a lack of due diligence. Osborne continued. Scooter Braun, who has been involved in organizing the Nova Music Festival exhibit, a tribute to the victims of the October 7 attacks in Israel, has defended Golden Voice CEO Paul Tollett as he attended the Nova exhibit, Osborne continued. If Tollett visited the Nova exhibit, he would have seen the portraits of every person that was killed that day and heard some of their voices on cell phone recordings, sent home to their loved ones. It is difficult to comprehend how if somebody saw this exhibit firsthand that they could book a band on their festival that is in support of what was done that day and supports the group responsible for this mass murder. Not one IDF soldier was killed that day. Just 1,400 innocent civilians. The Independent Artists Group, which represents Kneecap, includes individuals of Jewish heritage. It is disheartening that they have not used their positions to prevent the promotion of such controversial messages, she continued. As someone with both Irish Catholic on my mother's side and Ashkenazi Jewish heritage on my father's side, and extensive experience in the music industry, I understand the complexities involved. I urge you to join me in advocating for the revocation of Kneecap's work visa. During their performance, Kneecap lead vocalist Mo Carey compared Irish and Palestinian conflagrations of the past. Not long ago, the Irish were persecuted by the British, but we were never bound from the effing sky with nowhere to go, Kara said. Palestinians have nowhere to go. This is their effing home, and they're being bombed from the sky. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News Entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome E. Hudson.